USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democrats are blocking an extension of the payroll protection program, and Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says this could cost people their jobs.
The country cannot afford unnecessary wrangling or political maneuvering. Treating this as a normal kind of partisan negotiation could literally cost Americans their jobs.
Republicans were hoping to add another $250 billion of loans for small businesses to a bill. McConnell had proposed increasing the amount available for banks to loan small businesses by another $250 billion. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says they're doing everything they can to cooperate and coordinate with foreign allies during the coronavirus pandemic.
We provided critical medical equipment and humanitarian cargo in the last couple months to allies such as Romania and Italy.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm doing it all, the water, the fiber, the exercise, but I still have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back. My doctor said I may have a chronic medical condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C.
Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats adults with IBS with constipation. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Doctors on the Coronavirus Task Force have a simple message for everyone. As we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
We need to keep mitigating.
That's what federal doctor Anthony Fauci says amid the reports that there are some encouraging signs in the United States when it comes to stopping the spread of the coronavirus. He says,
don't get complacent about that, because what's going to happen 2.5 weeks from now is really what's going to happen with regard to the people who are getting new infection.
Globally, the number of confirmed cases of the virus is now over 1.5 million, with Johns Hopkins researchers reporting that the number of deaths are approaching 90,000.
Georgia is once again delaying its primary elections due to the ongoing coronavirus concerns. After originally postponing the primaries until mid-May, Georgia's extension of state of emergency will push the elections to June 9th. They were initially set for March 24th. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says it appears his state will avoid the worst-case scenario because of social distancing. The New York Democrat speaking at his daily press conference.
We have done great things, and we have saved lives because we have followed these policies.
More than 7,000 New Yorkers have died from the coronavirus pandemic. Cuomo still has a simple message for New Yorkers.
You stay at home, and you save a life. Period. Stay at home, and you save a life.
Americans struggling to pay their mortgages because they've lost a job or income during the coronavirus pandemic can put that bill off for up to a year. That's according to the CARES Act. But there's still a lot of confusion regarding this and how it will actually take place amongst all the banks. CEO of Dynamic Money, Chris Burns, joins Fox News and says,
yeah, this is what's confusing. So first of all, foreclosures have been stopped for a period of time. But then you have to contact your loan provider and find out what your options are there. Because forbearance basically says, hey, look, some loan providers are going, we'll just tack this onto the end of your mortgage. And that's great. Others are saying, hey, after the end of this deferment or forbearance period, you're going to owe the whole thing as a lump sum. Well, a lot of people say there's no way I can do that. So there's a lot of confusion there. Make sure you call your loan provider directly and expect, unfortunately, long wait times right now.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.